Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him at first time, but he'll see you just the same.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and we're talking about the Index of Small Business Optimism that he's been producing now for 41 years. It is the gold standard for anything that comes close I'm not even sure there's a second out there. Not anything compared to the work that Bill has done. Bill, thanks again. Congratulations on an amazing body of work and for the importance of it. We sure value it here in all the things that we do. One of the things that you keep the only bad thing about your survey is you keep finding, I mean, what you're finding is not very exciting. It's still kind of, you know, we're gonna have to change your name. What somebody said, we gotta change it to the pessimism index instead of the optimism
index. Right, the index of small business pessimism.
Yeah. what's the news?
Well, the news is that compared to last month, we went up 0.8 of a point, but that just took us back to the August level because we fell in September by 0.8 of a point. So basically, we haven't gone anywhere. We're still, you know, 4 points below the average going into the recession, and we're 10 points below where you should be if you had a real expansion going on. And there's just no evidence that the economy is really expanding, and you know, that's really the issue. So if we still have more owners saying that they think business conditions will be worse 6 months from now, then think it'll be better. So there's just no confidence that the economy will keep going. And, of course, we've got a lot of complaints about regulations and red tape and the political climate keeping expansion down, and not good.
Right. Well,
you can understand, by the way, why that happened to that 3.5% GDP number for the third quarter that everybody really thought was great. Will now be revised down to 3 because of the new data on trade, the trade balance for September, so that'll go down to 3. But if you look inside of that, what you see is that gross domestic expenditures only grew 2% and consumption was only 1.8%. That's what really matters for
us. Those are the Main Street internals, aren't they?
Right, those are the internals. Gross domestic expenditures is GDP minus exports.
Right.
So that's what counts.
That's called Main Street. What's left over is called Main Street, folks.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not happening for our people out there. It's happening for the big firms because they can export a lot of stuff, and that's great. I have no complaint about that. It's just that the rest of us are not able to experience the same joy and happiness that the big firms are.
Well, that's exactly right, because more and more, I think the generally accepted number is that for most of these corporations, 60% of their revenue profits are derived from outside our borders.
Exactly. So good for them and good for the U.S.
Yeah.
But the policies that the administration is following are just really depressing the heck out of small business owners and their customers.
The reason why it's worse now than it was, Bill, than it was, say, 20, 30 years ago, and we're seeing this in a number of indicators, is that 30 years ago, big companies did business, all the things that they did, all the tasks that they did themselves with employees, internal employees. And today, much of the work that they do, these big companies do, is now done by outsourcing to small business owners.
Right.
When the big companies are not outsourcing, I mean, when they're not investing money, when they're hoarding their cash, not investing their money, that doesn't mean an employee gets laid off at the company. It means a contract doesn't get let with a small business.
Exactly. They're buying back their shares instead of investing in growth and expansion.
Right. That's right.
Yep. That's the problem.
And so that's where we are right now, folks. And so where do you think we're stuck, Bill? Is it the inability of corporations to take risks? Are they being interfered with the way small businesses are from a Washington standpoint? What do you think?
Well, that's certainly true. There's certainly a lot of regulatory pressure on them, and of course, pressure on them to pay higher taxes, et cetera. So a lot, the same things that our small business owners don't like are happening to the large businesses, and so they see kind of the same problems in the economy and the problems in the management team in Washington. So they see the same set of problems, and that makes them less confident about the course of the economy.
Right.
Will we really have real good economic growth?
Right.
So they look at it and say, you know, why should we spend? Let's buy our shares back rather than build a new plant, which might not be utilized because demand just won't be there to make it profitable to invest in a new plant.
Consequently, you report in your index this week that in terms of sales overall, not much movement.
Not much movement. No, we're not seeing it, and that squares up with the fact that personal consumption grew 1.8%. That's terrible. So consumers aren't spending. The savings rate is between 5 and 6 now. They're not confident about where things are going. People are scared to death now that they won't be able to pay the deductibles on their insurance.
I'll tell you, we cannot we cannot minimize the negative impact on consumer spending of the reality of Obamacare on individuals. It has hit my family, Bill.
Yeah.
Because of the extra money we're having to pay for mandated services that we will never use.
Right.
And it's hitting a lot of people like that. I don't know if we'll ever know how negative Obamacare has been on this economy and on the psyche of consumers and businesses. Quick break, 10 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.